Eve, his mama, Pitor. It was going to be a dual with Neakodish Bohu that the behemoth can live, so then it means that this organic defect is an insignificant organic defect. It's like the removal of the teeth of a behemoth. So it's also an organic defect. But it doesn't affect the life functioning of the behemoth. So maybe it's not a basic organic defect. This is what the Rashba means. Veid anehimia, shalom bo shayiser zuei nechayom, לקח אמרו שכך כאילו מי שמסיני שהיסר הסכנות וכל שאילו ינות אלה נחי של מוס אחי ואש אף למעט או שלא יניתו טריפו כאילו ניתן so on one hand the Rashba holds it's an essential fact on the other hand he says כל יסר כנות הוא דומה but it is חיו and still it is טריפו but it is an essential fact and that's the basis of the טריפו so how could we conceive the concept of כל יסר כנות the answer is it is an essential fact but it's not an essential fact per se. It's an essential fact in the sense that if a certain organic defect is fatal, so that proves that this defect is a basic defect. It's not a minor organic defect. Mashenkin, if it can live, so it's a minor. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain organic defect is a basic organic defect or not? The criterion is whether Bisman Matantor, a behemoth was able to live without medical therapy with this kind of organic defect. Now, so Nito Atol, so Bisman Matantor, a behemoth was able to live without his spleen, and without any medical treatment. So Mela, that means that it's not a basic organic defect. So once we say that, so there can be aloch of kol yeser kenot odomi. In other words, that a yeser, an excess, is considered as important a defect as a deficiency. That's the aloch of kol yeser kenot odomi. So even though the ein chayo is an essential fact, but it's not essential fact per se in being fatal. It's an essential fact in the sense that it determines that a certain organic defect is a basic defect, not an insignificant minor defect. Mashenkin, if it could live, so it's a minor organic defect. A minor organic defect could not make the behemoth into treifo any more than the removal of the teeth of a behemoth, than the removal of the teeth of an odom couldn't make the odom into a treifo. All right, now. ואודם הבירב, וחושב תרי חומר דססרה הדודי, כן שדר בגולגלס. So Teisha says that חיסון גולגלס is only חיסון שדר is an additional תרי פן בהימה. But חיסון גולגלס could not be. Because as far as בהימה is concerned, so מה נפשך, if the membrane is not punctured, so it's not a תרי פן. And if it is punctured, so without recourse, to the chisorin in the skull. So it is a treifo. So only chisorin shetre is an additional treifo in the behemo, but not chisorin kulgeles. The hodom abeirem, the choshiv treichum redisas ra'adode, kin shetre v'gulgeles. The Gemara says there that one can be laying himself prior to the basra, like Bishama. The Gemara says it here too. Or he can deport himself like Bisila. But it's not the ideal thing to follow up the chumres of Bishama and Bisilel when they are seis of each other. So the Gemara mentions an example. The choshiv trei chumre disasra adode kigin shedre v'gulgeles. So in other words, let's say, according to Bishama, so if the shedre is deficient in one vertebra, so it's still mitamei to maseya, as long as it's not deficient in two vertebrae. So that's a chumre. Bishama is a chumre. And then, but at the same time, he'll say that if a behemoth's spine is deficient in one shetre, he'll pass that it's straight. So it's two chumres that are saying to each other. If you pass that that a human spine that is deficient in only one vertebra is mitamit masir. In other words, you are machmir like Bishamai, so then you should pass that if a behemoth spine is deficient in one vertebra, it should not be treifet. So here it's like Basilo. So Yaseis are each other. So the Gemara says the Ksil Bachish clearly. So the Gemara may, or the Gogelis. So that means, so what's the ordinary pshat? In other words, if on one hand a certain Talmud Chochem will pass like Bishamai, that a Gogelis that has a deficiency, Kimloi Magdeach. So is mitame, and then he will pass even if it's less kimloi magdeach, the behemoth is a treife. So it's a tarte de sasre. But there's the plain pshat in the Gemara. But according to Teisves, according to Rabnetam, so the tarfes, the treife of chisorin in his core has nothing in the behemoth. So it has nothing to do with machleket b'sham b'silel. So why do the Gemara say treat chumre de sasra dole? So he says agav shedre no kat gogel. Let's see the name. The Gemara only means shed. In amel in treif esodom koye. So that means the Gemara doesn't have reference to behemoth. The Gemara has reference to treif esodom. V'chinli name treif esodom koye. V'chinli treif name agogeles. The mishpkach v'chumre v'kule. Chumre liyeris anefesh. If he'll pass. Like Bishamai, that a human being, a living human being, in other words, he'll pasken a living or a dead human being, he'll pasken like Bishamai, that in a dead human being, in a spine, that is deficient only in one vertebrae, so is mitamit to Maseo, and at the same time, he'll pasken that if a person, in other words, he'll pasken that if a person will kill another person who has one vertebra missing, a living person who has one vertebra missing in his spine. So So Teisus says the kashe against Rabbetam Shite. Rabbetam distinguishes between treves odom and treves behemo because odom is lemazlin, behemo less lemazlin. So nikav komishol meyach is a trefo by behemo because less lemazlin. But nikav komishol meyach in an odom is not a trefo unless it is coupled with a certain chisor in the skull. So why does the Rabbonon ask the kashe against Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude? How can Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude say that nikva amor? So he's treifo, in other words, he cannot live. But he have said yishpach lo'oretz morosi v'dai niyevkaya. What kind of a kashi is? Yev was a human being. So Mimele, even with a damaged kidney, he could live because Adam is lemazle. But a behemo I'm talking about the kidney now. So then the Gemara mentions the posik in Yev regarding kidneys too. So a human being, so even with a damaged gallbladder, he could live. Mashinkin behemo, if it's a damaged gallbladder, he couldn't live, according to Rabbetam. So we see that there is no difference between a human being and the behemo. So but according to what we said in Rabnetam, it's not that Rabnetam holds that the elements of nature and certain diseases and certain makas affect one way a behemoth and the human being, they affect not so adversely. As far as the natural effect of a certain disease, of a maki is concerned, is the same. The elements of nature affect a human being and the behemoth in the same way. But even if a certain maki is fatal, it only means it's fatal. It only means it's fatal without medical therapy. But with medical therapy, it can be cured. It's not fatal. So Odom is lemazle. So it's very likely that somehow he'll manage, or the hashgoche pratis will manipulate that he'll be cured. I mean, within the framework of nature, he'll be cured. So it's highly unusual that the behemoth will be cured. That's the pshat in Rabbeinu. So the mele, there is no kasher, because here Yev did not, when Yev mentions yishpech lo'oretz morarosi. So what does he mean? Yishpech lo'oretz morarosi. And so in other words, Yev really complained. Yev complained why he suffered so much. In other words, that his gallbladder was completely damaged. So in other words, Yev meant that it was completely damaged and it wasn't cured. And vaday Yev kayem. So there was no medical cure applied to Yev, administered to Yev. And still he was living. And the whole raya that no medical treatment took place, because if he had been cured of the disease in the gallbladder, of that condition of the gallbladder, so then he would have no reason to complain. Why does he complain? He had a damaged gallbladder and then he was cured. So he have complained because he had a damaged gallbladder and it wasn't cured. So he complained why he suffered so much. So the raya is, so here, the Hashgoche did not manipulate that he should be cured of his condition. That condition remained in him for more than 12 months. And he was still living. So mainly we cannot say, so Rabbi Yisrael Abiyude couldn't say, Shane Odom Disle Mazle. Because the Pshat in Shane Odom Disle Mazle is that the Hashgoche manipulates that he should be cured. Even if he doesn't know of a cure. And if he doesn't go to a doctor, and even if the doctor himself doesn't know, the Hashgoche will manipulate that he should be cured. B'derech HaTeva, he should be cured. But here he have complained that he suffered so much that he had a damaged gallbladder and it wasn't cured. Had he been cured, so he wouldn't suffer from the gallbladder. All right. Vaguely, come on. Gabi Adom of Yerukok Sheiro, Maisim Rabnosen. So someone brought along of a behemoth that had a shinomare, lead. I mean, the lung had a shinomare. So the thought was maybe it's a treibo, because the lung doesn't have the normal mare. In other words, it's a diseased lung. So the Gemara said that the behemoth is not a treibo. Why? Because of Rav Nosson. What Rav Nosson? When a woman brought to him a child, who was born, and she had previous children, she had children who were nimel on the eighth day, and they died. So she wanted to know whether it would be possible to be mal this child. So Rav Nosson looked at the tinik, and he saw it had jaundice, that the mare didn't have the normal mare. So Rav Nosson said, we have to wait until the dam will be nivla, and then will be mal. So in other words, so that means, what's the analogy with the lung that did not have the normal mare? That means that the behemoth was nishchat at the time before the dam was completely nivla in the behemoth. So in other words, it's not that the behemoth suffered from a condition that it would have to die. It would have to die. So the behemoth is not a treifo. So the Rav Nosson made an analogy the Gemara made an analogy between the din of Rav Nosson regarding a human being, a tineik, and the behemoth. But according to Rav Netam, it's Odom Isle Mazle. I mean, there is no raya. There is no raya. So again, if we say that the Pshat in Rabbi Tam is, or the Misle Masle, and Behemo Lesle Masle, because the elements of nature affect one way a Behemo, and they affect another way a human being. So mainly the Gemara couldn't make any analogy. But Rabbi Tam doesn't mean that the elements of nature affect one way a Behemo, and they affect a human being another way. The Gemara only means, because according to Rabbi Tam, Ein Chayo means without medicinal therapy. But with medicinal therapy, it can be cured. So, by an Odom, so the Ashkoche will manipulate that it should be cured. B'derech HaTeva, not Shaloi B'derech HaTeva. But, Masha'in came, by Behemo, there is no Ashkoche Protis. But, as far as the appellations of the elements of nature are concerned, so what is true of an Odom, so is true of a Behemo also. Alright. Alme mai de chai b'odom, chai na me Behemo. Alright, so Mele Teisves is Chelik and Rabbi Tamshi. And Teisves Shite is that there is no difference between Treifa Sodom and Treifas Behemo. Where you nearly forage the Chisoran Agilgeles below Yakrum, who Treifa Lishiv Seifa Krum Lifosik, who Hochely Pori Hoche Migulgeles. So then the Kashi is, why does the Gemara mention an additional Treifa of Chisoran Shedre, not an additional Treifa of Chisoran Gilgeles? Ul hoche li pori hoche me Gilgeles, do kotonu lo nika vakrum shomeyach. Avul yefshol yforeshke, shari yeish ne yodom harbe, she nital me Gilgeles shlehem yeser me mei magdeyach, vadayin chay. So Tesis itself, I mean, as the Kashi. From the Mitzias, the observation. So we see, in other words, according to Rabbi Tam, so that's no right. Because what do we see? She harbe yish mi odom, she nitam gil shlem yesam magdeya. That's only, Tesis doesn't have a statistic of behemo, she nitam gil shlem yesam magdeya, vein chai. Tesis only has a statistic of mi odom, according to Rametam, the odom is le mazle, so that's why. But Tesis is chelik haRametam, and Tesis holds that it's the same thing, odom and behemo is the same criterion. So the Mele Tesis says Kashe, but we see that Harbe Bnei Odom, Harbe Shenital Migalgele Shlehem Yeseh Mimlei Magdiach Vadayin Chai V'nire the Chisorin HaGolgeles Havei Nekivas Krumo Eli the Seif Tatoi Eli Fosik Avloi Birloi Chisorei Etzem Im Nikav Krumo Eli Ein Seif Tatoi Eli Fosik. Now of course, Nikar Kumi Shomeyach is a treifa, is in a chayim. But only if the Kuma Elyein and the Kuma Tachtein were punctured. But suppose only one was punctured in that, so then it's still protected by the other membrane, so then it's not a treifa. So he says, when do Bisil say that it is a treifa if there is a third of a tefach, chisorin of the skull, only if it is coupled with the Nikuvas Kuma Elyein? So the safe tatoye lifosik. Avol beloy chisorin etzem in nikav kuma elyein ein safe tatoye lifosik. So maybe there is no kash. Because the harbim neodom, apparently the statistic of harbim neodim shenita al migogile shohem yeisem lemegdeyach mvadayin chayim, so the kuma elyein was not punctured. You see, it's only if it, we have both elements. V'chein v'beim v'ikel mandoma tatoye meidin. There's a machlekes. So suppose the kuma alien of the meyach is punctured, and the kuma tachtein is not punctured. There is one mandoma who says not treve, and there is one mandoma who says it is treve. So the question is, how about that mandoma who says that by behime? So if the kuma alien is punctured, even though the kuma tachtein is not punctured, it's a treve. So how is it that here only if it is coupled with the chisorin sela and without that not, but by behime even without the chisorin sela? So if the kuma alien is punctured, so it is a treife. So he says, "Yesh lechalik nodom beheime, veloy mitam rav netam, elo mishum dibo odom akuma tachtin koshe vichozok yisam beheime, umishum hoche bo yichisong netzem, im dikivis ha'elye." So there has to be a chisong in sela in the etzem of the skull. Uri beheime atachtin rach, vim tzor yichisong in etzem, im elye. Avo, bidobo, sheshove, boze u boze, im lechalik b'nein klal. In other words, of course, sometimes there might be a difference between a certain market that will that would be fatal in a behemoth and not in an Adam, because the effects are different, because the tissue in an Adam is harder tissue than in a behemoth. So then in an Adam it is not fatal, and in a behemoth it is fatal, but where the conditions are the same. I mean, it's the same tissue, the same organ, the same tissue, and everything. In Adam behemoth, so according to Rabbetam, there still could be a difference between Treves and Treves behemoth, on the basis of the fact that Adam is lemazle, behemoth less lemazle. But according to Teisves, if the conditions are the same, if the facts are the same, so then it's the same criterion between Treves Adam and Treves behemoth. Now, yesterday afternoon, this medrash was empty. Now, I'll have to become very strict, and anyone who is not the second seder without explaining it cannot attend the shiur. The shiur, the nidorim shiur. And also, everybody has to be a dominion. All right, we left off the Teisves. Daphman Weiss, but before we proceed with Teisves, I just want to finish the discussion of the Shiras Rambam. I did not even. You have mentioned several difficulties in the Rambam. Now, so, the Rambam Shite, according to the Dogma Vovo and the Mitziv, that there are two kinds of treifes. There are treifes that are grounded in the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai, based upon the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai. And the nature, the chayo, the orin chayo is not important. True, the Rambam Paskin say a chayo, but that's only as a simen. And the even as a simen, it only means without refresh, without medical therapy. So it cannot live for more than 12 months. But with medical therapy, it can live. Not like the Ramban, who says that it means even with medical therapy, it cannot live. It cannot live. So that's one treife, and the other treife is especially of natal amus. Now, but what makes a behemoth as a treife on the score of natal amus? Only if even theoretically there is no possible cure. But if there is, theoretically there is a possible cure, except that the doctors don't know it, then it's not a treife on the score of natal amus, on the score of natal amus. Now, so because of that, the Rambam says that nitl lechi elyen is treife, even though that's not mentioned in the list of treifes. The answer is, what is mentioned in the list of treifes is a treife on the basis of the Aloch LeMishmi Sina. It has nothing to do with Chayo or in a Chayo. And even if it will be Nishtana Ateva, and it will be Chayo, so it will still be Oser on the score of Treife. But Nitl Echelin, as Rambam himself in the Tshuva says, so if the lungs are exposed, so the mele, the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing, and the behemoth could not survive very long. So that's based upon the special Zerzakos of Bosom Basod Treife is a Chelo. That Kim Shinasi, Boso Huyel Kelev, in other words, it cannot live, Natal Amus. So it has a Shem Treif. That is based upon the fact that it's Natal Amus. So what is called Natal Amus? Only if there is no possible cure. Not that there is no actual cure. Even if, let's say, there is a possible cure, but we don't know the cure. So then it's not a treifa on the basis of natal amus. Now, the Rambam, in regard to treifas Adam, now if somebody kills a treifa, so he's potter of Mrs. Bez. So the Rambam says, in Milches Ritzeach u'Shmiras Nefesh, Perik Beis Milches Ritzeach u'Shmiras Nefesh, Halochaches, Ha-Hirig es a treifa, אף על פי שאיכל ושאיסה ומחלר בשוק, הרי זה פוטר מדיני אודם, וכל אודם בחסק השולי, והרגי נערק, עד שיבודה בוודאי שזה טריפה, ויימרו הריפים, שמקו זו אין לו תאור לבודם, ובו יומוס, אם לא ימסנו דברך. So the Rambam says that who has a din of treife regarding the halacha of gavrek teile, that if somebody kills him, he's potter of Mrs. Besden, only if the reifim say, shemakozu, ein lo tor, there is no kill. Now, the Rambam does not say in regard to the treifes of behemoth that we should consult the doctors. They are the Rambam. On the contrary, the Rambam says, we ignore what the doctors say. In either case, we ignore what the doctors say. The Rambam mentions that if a behemoth is a treifa, it has one of the ches treifes, the ches treifes. In other words, it's nikuvas areya or nikuvas komishal meyach, whatever. So then it is a treifa, even though the doctors say that it can live. So the Rambam mentions, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Veis, Ve'ein lehesif al treifes eilu klal, shekol shiir al behemo lechayo leiv, chutz meilu shemonu chach mediris o lesheinim, ויסכימו עליהם בבות הדיני ישראל אפשר שתיחי ואף לנה ילון מדרך הופו שאין סויפו לחיס וכן נן הלך ידימו וכן אילו שמונו ואומרו שאין טריפו אף על פי שירה בדרכי הורפו שבידינו שמקצוע סומנו ממיסים ואפשר שתיחי מהם אין לכל מה שמונו חכום שנה אופטיה שירוכו Here he doesn't say the doctors are wrong. He doesn't say the doctors are wrong. But it has no bearing upon the Isa Treife. Why doesn't it have a bearing? But the doctors are right. Why? Because there's the Shittes Rambam, as the Nitziv points out, that when the Gemara gives the Simen, Treife in the Chayo, it means without medical therapy. So what did the doctor say? There is a possibility of curing that Maki through medical therapy. This is not what the Gemara means when it says Treife in the Chayo. But it's a Treife anyway. Because it's a treife, because of the halacha l'mishmisina. In halacha yedveis, so in halacha yedgimu, he says we have to ignore what the doctors say, even though the doctors are not wrong. But in halacha yedveis, he says we have to ignore what the doctors say because they are wrong. In other words, if let's say doctors will say that if the behemoth has cancer, has a malignant tumor, and one of the void, so then it cannot live. So the doctors are wrong. The doctors are wrong. Why? Because Efshe Shetichi. But we don't know the cure. So that doesn't make it into a treife on the basis of the special Zerasakosuf of Bosa Basoda Treifel is a Chelo of Neitel Amos. Just because we don't know any cure for cancer. But the fact is, cancer, there is a cure. There is a cure. Mashainke Nitlach Elie, or Rochish Bapope, when the kidney is so diseased, has so deteriorated that it falls apart, it begins to fall apart. Pieces break off. So in other words, if it has gone through such a decay that pieces break off from the kidney, then it's natal almost and there is no cure. So it's a treife. But cancer cannot be a treife on the basis of natal amus. And then, how about a behemoth from whom both kidneys were removed? So the answer is, doctors have not developed a substitute for a kidney, an artificial transplant, which will be able to fulfill the function of a kidney. But someday it will be developed. So, that's why a behemoth shenitlo kloyes is not a treifa. So, the Rambam says, in connection with treifas of behemoth, that we have to ignore doctors in two situations. In one situation, where the doctors where the doctors say that some of the trefes are even missing, there is a cure. So ignore what the doctors say, because the doctors are right, but it has nothing to do with the isatref. Isatref. And then another situation where we would ignore the doctors, because we say the doctors are wrong. So we ignore the doctors. Here, we gabe. Trefe of another. We gabe ritzeach. So we have to consult the doctors. In other words, if somebody kills a certain person, let's say who is afflicted with terminal cancer, so we have to call a consultation of doctors. And if the doctors say that that patient suffered from terminal cancer and nowadays there is no cure, so then this ritzeach is put off, Mrs. Mason. But that can change from time to time. I remember when I was a little child in Warsaw, So if somebody pointed out a person who was afflicted with tuberculosis, so that was considered as a sure death, I mean, within 6 months. And today they cure people who are afflicted with tuberculosis. So that means in those days, so I mean, let's say 50 years ago, if somebody killed a person who had tuberculosis, so he was part of Mrs. Besen. Today, if a person will kill a person who is afflicted with tuberculosis, he will be chayiv Mrs. Besen. Because the din, it's not that the din chas v'sholem changes. In order to be considered a gavrik tele, so it depends upon the actual cure, not the theoretical cure, the practical cure. So if doctors know more, if medicine is more advanced, so Mamele is not a Gavak Tele. So today, if a person kills a tuberculosis patient, he's not a Gavak Tele, because doctors have a cure. But today, if someone will kill a person who has terminal cancer, so it will be Potter. Maybe a year from now, there will be a cure. So if somebody will kill him, a person with cancer, he will be Chayim Mrs. Besen. Because in order to determine as to whether a certain person is considered as a gavak tele, so it depends upon the actual cures, not the theoretical cures. Masheinke, ligabe the treifa of natal omus, there it means only a behemoth. Only a behemoth who is natal omus, and there is no possibility of a cure. Not only there is no actual cure, but there is no possibility of a cure. So let's say, if a person had both kidneys removed, and no transplant implanted, and then he will, and another person will kill him, so he will be part of Mrs. Best. Because today, he's a gavatim. So there is a fundamental distinction between the din treife of a behemoth on the basis of Nitalomus and the din treife of Vodom because of a gavite.
What if someone kills someone who has terminal cancer and the next day they discover a cure for the disease?
By the time when he killed him, we didn't know of any cure. Yep. So mainly was a gavite. Yeah. What is it? No. The aloha yedveis, he says, shekolchi. He talks of what? Of everything. She called Shira Lebemo Lechayo Leif, Chutz Meilu Shemonu Chachmidiris of Hashem. In other words, not the Yutres Chayves, and not Rochish Ba Popes Din, because that is Monu Chachmidiris of Hashem. And not in the Lechay, Nita Lechay Elie, because according to the Rambam, it's implicit in the expression of the Mishnah, Nita Lechay Atachting Shiro, thus implying Nita Lechay Elie Treif. So anyone not mentioned or implied in any mission, in any price, in any memory. So let's take like cancer. Or nitlu both boys. Well, there it's a mission of fresh as it's clear, you see. So then, even though the doctor say that it must die, they have no cure, but ef shashatich. So Mele, as far as the treif aloch lemeish misina is concerned, so cancer, nitlo akloyes, is not listed in the Halacha L'Meishe M'Sinai, in the list of treifes of the Halacha L'Meishe M'Sinai, the Ches treifes, the Ches treifes. And as far as the Neitel Omus treif is concerned, so it's only a Neitel Omus for which there is no possibility of a cure. But here, the fact that it wasn't mentioned in the Gemara is a raya, there is a cure. But we don't know. That's why the Rambam says with so much certainty, Ef Shoshetich. No. So, as far as the treif of the Aloch L'Meishe M'Sinai, so the simple teretz is, it's not included in the Aloch L'Meishe M'Sinai treifes. But, so there is no difficulty. But as far as the other treif of Neitel Omus is concerned, so we say it's not a Neitel Omus. Actually, it's a Neitel Omus. But on an ideal level, in other words, it's not a Neitel Omus. In other words, if doctors would know more than what they know, it wouldn't be a Neitel Omus. Neitel Omus means a behemoth that necessarily has to be Neitel Omus, not that actually is Neitel Omus because of a diminution in the knowledge of the doctors. Now, now let's see the Lashon HaRambam again. Now the Rambam says in Perikei Milchei Shechita Halacha Aleph Kvor Bialnu Milchei Zaisurei Macholes Sha'atreifa Amura Beteo Aneita Lomus V'lenem Atreifa L'Shini Barakosu Behele Kein Shetofa Ari V'chayei Tzevei V'shovro V'adayin Loi Meizu V'yeishom Chaloi Machir Im Yerlo Techoshev Treif V'in Aloch L'Meishe M'Sinai U'shmeinu Mine Treif V'snem L'Meishe M'Sinai That's Ules Memre V'ele Truso Nikuvo Chaseiro Nitulo Psuko Kruo Nifulo Shvuro Aval Pishe Kula Aloch L'Meishe M'Sinai הויל ואין לך בפירוש בתירו לדרוסו החמיר בו וכל סופק שיסתפק בדרוסו עושה ושור שיבו מן הטריפס יש מהן סוויקים יש בהן סוויקים מתורים כמו שיסבויה So the Rambam says וכל סופק שיסתפק בדרוסו is עושה ושור שיבו מן הטריפס יש בהן סוויקים מתורים כמו שיסבויה So דרוסו is more humor than all the other treifes. Now, the question is, but this is not so, I mean, there are certain other treifes, so certain sveikes are asureis, and other sveikes are not asureis. So it depends what kind of a reyeseh there is. If there is a big reyeseh, then we have to be cheshish. If there is not a big reyeseh, we don't have to be cheshish. But why should there be a difference between druso and other treifes? Now, so the reason as to why we say that by druso we are chayshish, I mean other chayshish would say, because if we saw that a lion entered his stable and then the animals were screaming, bellowing, and then so we have to be chayshish, that's considered as a big race. As a big reyeseh. Not, but according to the Rambam, so it's not because the mitzies in druso is different. No, in druso we have to be more machmir. In druso we have to be more machmir. Where does the Rambam see that in druso we have to be more machmir? That's the question. Now, I think that the plain pshat in the Rambam is, now, the Torah says, uposo baso de treifo lezechei. So what does it mean, uposo baso de treifo? A behemoth that was torn up, that was clawed by a lion. So lo izechei. Why lo izechei? So let's say, even if it is not torn up, mamish, sometimes the lion tears up a behemoth and it's torn into pieces. I mean, it's dead on the spot. But, so then it's not treifo, then it's nevela mamish. So we mean, suppose it didn't tear up the behemoth completely. He just clawed the behemoth. So then we say, even though the organism of the behemoth seems intact, I mean, no mutilation, nothing, still it is treifo. Why? Because the lion, when it claws, a behemoth has a way of injecting, through the drisse, it has a way of injecting its poison into the organism. into the organism of the brain. And that makes it fatal. That makes it fatal. Now, the question is, does it mean every time a lion claws a behemoth, so it injects its poison into the organism of the behemoth to make it fatal? Every time, it all depends. How it was clawed? If a lion, let's say the Gemara says that if we saw that a lion clawed, and if we make a bdike and we don't see any red marks, nothing, so then it's not a soap. So it all depends how the lion clawed the behemoth. So sometimes when a lion claws a behemoth, so it claws the behemoth to such a degree that it injects its poison into the organism of the behemoth. But sometimes a lion might claw a behemoth and not inject its poison. It all depends how it is done, to what extent it is done. Now the Torah says, "Uboso basode treifel is a chelo." Uboso basode treifel is a chelo. That any time a lion claws a behemoth, so it's a sore. Can we say that it's vadai, that it's injected its poison into the behemoth? Many times a behemoth is nitriso by lion and the poison is not injected. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Now, Rambam Shite is the Tzveke Dereise Natir is Likule. But here the Torah says, Uboso basote treifel is a chelo, that if it's nitriso, if it is clawed by a chayo, so it is a soro, so obviously there is a special zerzakosot. That's an exception. The druso is an exception to the general principle. The general principle is that Tzveke Dereise Natir is Likule. Only min rabbanon, mashein kein ligabi druso. So the Torah spells it out in so many words that every druso is asuro, but we cannot say that it's asuro b'tiras vadai, because if klapishmai is gali, that the lion just touched mildly, clawed the behemoth very mildly, and did not inject its poison into the organs of the behemoth, then it's not reifel, but there is always a chashash. And let's say, suppose a lion, that's the dimension. Suppose a lion clawed the behemoth, and then the behemoth lived for more than 12 months, then it's a teres, because then it's a raya that the druse was done, the drise was done in such a way as not to inject its poison. But normally, it is asur. So it's asur, one second. So it's asur b'tirasofi. So b'meile we see that ligabi druso, there is a special zerzakosu. The tzveike deraise is lechumre. Mimele, since when it's one sofik, so it's osa midraise. Mashiach ligabi other treifes, we don't have a zerzakosu. So mimele, the general principle applies. So in other words, if there is a sofik nifulo, if sofik shvuro, this sofik nitulo. Let's say there is a sofik whether the behemoth's lung is perforated or not. So then mit natere it's muta. But only mit rabon litzosa. Since even a real sofik of a 50-50 sofik, so is natere it's muta and only mit rabon litzosa. So that's the reason as to why the chachomim more lenient in regard to sofik of the other treifes, because in other treifes, so even a sofik mamesh, a sofik ashokul of 50-50 sofik, so midrais it's muta, but midrabon it's osa. So if there is no real way, so then the chachomim won't even machna. Mashein kein ligabi druso. It wouldn't be considered a Sofik. But since here, a real Sofik is Midraise, so Memele, the Chachomim will machmir. What situations? The Chachomim will machmir, as we learn, your Treves will see. I mean, we can't go over this yonim. But this is what the Rambam says. Avo pishikul alochel meishim sinai, hoyo vein lecho befeirish beteiro, elo druso hechmir. The whole Sofik she is tapik with druso. What do you mean, whole Sofik? Regardless whether it's a big reise or a small reise. Why? Because midraise all the sveikas are metorim. But midrabbanan it's also some mele. It depends what kind of a reise. Such a sofik the chachamim did aser. Such a sofik where there is less of a reise the chachamim didn't aser. Mashenke by doing so any sofik is aser. Because here there's a special sasakosu that sveike is lechum. So it's mashma. Now then. So the Xerzakosov is Ligabe Druso, but not Ligabe the other Treifes. Now, so suppose there is a Sofik where the Behemo is Lokso Bichuli, Rochish Bapopes Treife. Or it's a Sofik, there couldn't be a Sofik as to whether the Behemo is Nidl Achelian. I mean, Nidl Achelian, everybody can see. But suppose there will be such a Sofik. In the treif of Metalomus, other than Druso. The Rambam doesn't say that there it's Mohammed. The Rambam only says the Druso is Mohammed. The Druso is Mohammed. So we have to say that Sofik, since it's a special Xerzakosov, so Memele, it only applies to Druso, and it doesn't apply to any other treif. Now the question is, as far as Druso is concerned, is it the special chumre that Tzveike is natir lechumre by Druso? Now Druso is both. On one hand, that's what the Dogal Mubova says. The Dogal Mubova has the kasha, why did Aloch Lemesh Misinai have to include Druso in the list of the treifas? Druso is spelled out by the Torah, but the treifas is a chelo. So he says, and after many years, even if for some reason, a behemo, if there will be a situation where a behemo will be in Druso, and it will not be in Etalomus, because there will be Nishtarateva or whatever reason, so it will still be trained for Mitzad Aloch Lemesh Misina. So in other words, so Druso is trained for on two scores. First of all, Druso, the Rambam says, that Druso, that's the example of Netalomus. In other words, what does it mean? It's an example of Netalomus. If in certain situations, not all druses are Netalomus, certain druses are Netalomus. Because just as it is possible that a lion should claw a behemoth and not inject any poison, so it's there are all degrees. How much poison is injected by the lion? It all depends how it was torn up by the lion. So sometimes, every druso where the poison was injected is a treif mitzad aloch l'meshim sinai. But there might be a druso where there was a minimum of poison injected in the organ into the organism of the behemoth, where in etalomus it isn't. But if a maximum of poison is injected in the behemoth, into the organism of the behemoth, then it's a treifa not only because of the Aloch Lemesh Misinai, but also because of the Netalomus. So when the Rambam mentions the Xerzakos of Bosa Basura Treva Zechelo as descriptive of the treifa that is Netalomus, so then it's only if there was a substantial poison injected, on account of which it is Netalomus. So mainly you cannot test Kikashe. But sometimes we can see that a behemoth was clawed by a lion and he didn't die. It wasn't Netalomus. The answer is, and it was cured. The answer is because a minimum of poison was injected with that clawing. But certain druses, if the lion, it all depends what kind of a job the lion does. So if the lion injects a maximum of poison, then it's a 3-4 and the score of the lungs. So in other words, so druso really can be Hevishim 3-4 and 2 scores. First of all, every druso, unless he didn't inject any poison at all, just touched the behemoth mildly. But if he did inject its poison, so every druso is 3-4 because of the Aloch Lameshim Sinai. Like the Tulo, like Psuko, like Chua, Nifulo, Shvulo. And then, certain druses are 3-4 and the score, of the Nitalongus. So, when the Ramban emphasizes that the reason is why Sophic druso, every Sophic druso is osa. Why? Because there is a special Zeres HaKosov. There is a special Zeres HaKosov that it's l'chumre. Why? Because the Torah says u'bosavaso de treifol isecheilu, and that has reference not to the drusa of Aloch L'Meshim Sinai, because as far as the drusa of Aloch L'Meshim Sinai is concerned, so it's on the same level as Psuko, Kruo, Nifulo, Shvuro. No difference. But when the Torah spells it out in Mishpoti, it's the drusa and the score of the Talamus. Now, and still the Torah says u'bosavaso de treifol isecheilu. As long as we saw that a lion tore it up, even though we don't know the extent of the tearing up of the drusa, whether it injected a maximum of poison so that it's a little almost or not, still it's already asur. So herein we have Xeres HaKosov, that druso is lechumre. But the reason as to why druso is lechumre is Mashma Lashon HaRambam, is not because of the truth of the Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. Because as far as the truth of Aloch L'Meshim Sinai is concerned, the Rambam doesn't distinguish the treifa of truth from the treifa of Nifulo, of Shvuro, of Kruo, of Chaseiro, of Nitulo, of Psuko. But he distinguishes it on the basis of the Nitalos. But, so there, so truth is unique. That is lechumre. Masha'im came, another Nitalomus, the Nitalomus, let's say, of Nitalach Elie, or the Nitalomus of Rochish Bar Pope, when it's a diseased kidney, so there, the Rambam doesn't say that it's Sveiki is lechumre
mirais. What type of poison is more important?
I don't know. You'll have to ask someone who has expertise in that. I don't know. All right. Now the Teisves, Daf Mem Vayz Amud Beis. Afik Chode Vayol Chode. Ulman Do Oma Chisorim Bepnim Lo Yishmei Chisor. Vichisorim Demaslis Nil Rav Shimon. So in other words, if a lung is internally deficient, so that is not considered Chisorim, it's not a Treife. So then, but the Mishnah says, Chaseiro, so Chisorin Masnissen is Rav Shimon. Because according to Rav Shimon, so Nikuvo by itself does not make it a treifa, unless it is Nikaf Lebisas in penis, where it becomes punctured into the bronchi. Otherwise, not. But if there is a combination of a Nekef in any portion, spot of the lung, and an internal deficiency, then it is a treifa. That's the pshat in the mission. According to Mandom HaChisom, so then we don't have a team. Then we don't have a team in the mission. You see, then we don't have a team in the mission. And the whole cheshbon of the Gemara is that is based upon the fact that they are 18 in the Mishnah. True, the Gemara says Afik Chode, Vayil Chode, but it's based that the Mishnah itself has 18. So we count. So Rabbi Shmuel, when he mentions the number 18, so he counts all the Nikuves in one, and all the Chaseres in one, and all the Psukes in one, all the Nitules in one. So Memele he'll get, together with the Shev Shmaitze and the Baska, so he'll get 18. But it's all based upon the premise that in the Mishnah there are 18 treifes. 18 treifes. But we have 18 in the Mishnah only So either we say, either in one of two situations, on the basis of one of two premises, either if we say, like the Mandoma, Chisom Bifnim Shmo Chisom, or that it goes according to Rav Shimon. This is what he says. That's one of the chef's mitzvah, the seven halachas of treves. Pirish rad on my mosik with kamon and mikol milfrik if fuke ni dalgalu haimish ni spardu zemizem. So, in other words, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach. What does it mean, simonim shini dalgalu beruban treif? According to Rashi, it means that they were detached from their source, and according to the Rach, no, it means that two simonim were detached from each other. The veishet was detached from the gageras. Right. Omar Shmuel. That's also one of the chef's mites. If the rib was nekra miiko, so it's mashma even one rib. Now, it come on polikali bazakai, vioma nekru birei bitzadechot. Vinishtab, birei shneitzdoni. In other words, you see, we have two treifes. We have a treife of nekru and we have a treife of nishtab. So according to Bazakai, it depends. If it's nekru, so nekru bereiv. Now reiv means, because altogether there are 22 ribs. So reiv would be, so half of 22 is exactly 11. So reiv would be 12. So, if it's nekru bireiv bitzadechot, even though it's on one side, and v'nishtabu bireiv dafke mishneitzdon. So in other words, so Bazakai is chilek and Shmuel, because according to Bazakai, so when is it itreife only if it's nekru bireiv 12 ribs, and he says even one. So Shmuel is chilek and Bazakai. V'hoche noka tvei l'mil. So the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the Kashe, we have an additional treifa. The Gemara could have mentioned Bazakai is din too. I mean, does it make a difference? As long as we have an additional treifa. But here the Gemara mentioned Shmuel's din. That even one rib. V'hoche noka tvei l'mil tzadi Shmuel, mishu minar di koma akil gila shener biso, u bosa achiv esrif hakeres. Now, Rashi, oh, v'den, v'in tema, ורבי יחן את אומר אוסו, בין נקרו, בין נשתפרו, בריב שני צדודים, but רבי יחן is חלק, and he say, I'm בזקה. And רבי יחן holds that it's only a treife, even נקרו is only a treife, if it is on both sides. It's on both sides. So ממילא, so why should it be counted as two? So it's an hach, if there is a difference between the case of נשתפרו, that only when the 12 are nishtabu, the 12 ribs are nishtabu, are fractured on both sides, whereas nekru, even if it's on one side, so it's a different kind of a treifa, different dini. Okay. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he says bein nekru, bein nishtabu, bereiv shnei tzdodim, chosalu yimitches treifes. So then we don't have Yutres, because the Gemara mentions Nekru here as something in addition to Nishtapu. So, Yilekel Machshim Nitaate, Kim Bezeu Bezeu Tzorich Reiv Shnei Tzodim, V'yesh Leim Adim Mikol Mokeim Tartanim, Shezu Akuro, Shezu Shizu akuro vizu shvo, not nitur. The Bach makes a collection. Shizu akuro vizu shvo. So even though it's the same din, it's bishnei tzodin, but one is akuro of the separate category. Akuro is one category of treifa, and shvo is another category of treifa. Now, this is tesis. Look what Rashi says. When Rashi says, and this gemara, nekrotzel, avogavitam masnisn lishtabu reiftaliseo, davke nishtabri hosom binon hubim. So Rashi also has that kasha. Avu nekro tzel achas miikoro im chotzi chul yosom kinim forash lekam. So Rashi says that Shmuel's memory is not really kambazaka, because the Gemara Dafnun mentions Rav's memory. Rav says also nekro tzel Dafnun. Nishtabu Rav Tzalisel. Tona Rabon, Eli Rav Tzalis. Sheish Mikam, Sheish Mikam. Uy Achasesre Mikam, Achasesre Mikam. Omar Ziro Mechzoyen Klapi Shev. Omar Rabu Bachone, Omar Rabi Echum Tzolis Dei, Sheish Bameyach. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Nekra Tzela, Vichul Yehim Otreiv. So Rav says, Nekra Tzela, Vichul Yehim Otreiv. Then the Gemara explains it, Tzela v'chutz yichuli. That when Rav says nekra tzela v'chul yehim otreive, so according to Rav, it means that the tzela, a rib, one rib, was torn out, and together with it, a vertebra. But Gemara explains it not the whole vertebra, but ichotz yichuli, half of a vertebra. So Rashi says that. Shmuel's memory, when the Gemara says here, Nekratzela Mikor Treifo, is not Chilikan Bazakai, not like Theseus. But Bazakai says that only when 22 are Nekro, I'm sorry, I mean 12 are Nekro, wrong. Altogether they are 22 ribs. So only when 12, Rov are Nekro. But if 12 are Nekro, even without a vertebra, Mashein Ke, Shmuel's name, is the same din as Rav's, Dafnun Beis, and even if it's Nekro, just one rib, one tzela, together with half a vertebra, a chulia, a vertebra, so it's treif. So in other words, it's not treif. But he says, this is what Rashi says. Aber dann was ist nicht da, wo wir von selber da, wo wir nicht da, wo wir so bin, wo wir nekra tzela achas meikoro, im chotzi chulios. So, why does Teisve say that likamon polikali bazakai? So there's the Maram's kashi on Teisve's. So the Maram says that Teisve holds Yisraeli Karashi, and Teisve holds, first of all, the Roshan, even though the Gemara says in regard to Rav that it means nekratzela v'chotzichuli. So the Gemara explains, now Rav spells it out, nekratzela v'chuli imo. So the Gemara explains, Chuliyimo means not the whole Chuliyah Dafke, even half a Chuliyah, together with the whole Tzalah. Masha'in Kei, but Rav uses the Loshin, Nekra Tzalah v'Chuliyimo. Shmuel doesn't even use the Loshin, v'Chuliyimo. He just uses the Loshin, Nekra Tzalah mi'ikor treiv. Nekra Tzalah mi'ikor treiv. So the Mela, that means that according to Shmuel, even without the Chuliyah, Rav is not chilek, because he says nekatzel v'chul yehimo, but Shmuel doesn't say v'chul yehimo. So that means even without a chul. Hana de afkes lo loitek. El hanach tate de afkes loitek. So mimele, we have all the nikuvas is one. And all the shvuas in one, and all the psukes in one, and all the kruas. So we have eight categories of nitules and nikuves and shvuas and chaseres. And then we have eight, and so vichoshiv. Nikuvo v'hach v'rava amvire v'chad, so that's one, utreim psuke v'chad, So then we have, altogether we have 8, and then we have the Shef Shmaitze. So it's 8 and 7 is 15. And then we have and Hana de Afkes Lo Teifuk. So in other words, so we have Chisorein, Shedre, and Hana de Afkes, Behemo Shenechtechu Agler, Vaagluda Lo Teifuk. So in other words, so we have 16, 17. We have 16, 17, Rochish Bapape, so merely it's 18. So it's 18. Ela Hana da Afkes Loite. Vim Tema, Limandi Lesle Likamon, Hahudi Rav Masni, the Buke de Atma. So now, one of the treifes of the Shef Shmaitze is Buke de Atma de Shof Miduchte. If the thigh bone, the femur bone, was detached completely from its socket. So that's the type. So according to the Mandoma, who says that the lesser likamon, ahi the Rav Masni, the Buke de Atme, that if the thigh bone was dislodged, so then it's not a treife. So mele my niu yutches treifes. So then one is missing. So we don't have yutches treifes, because in order to get the number yutches, so you have to be mitzareif the Shef Shmaitze and Buke de Atme. That's one of the Shef Shmaitze. This is what Rashi said. We took notice of that. That Rashi said, only if it was combined with a total deterioration of the ligaments in that area. Then it's a treife. Alright. So even that mandoma would be made that if he could need treife, if there was a decay in the ligaments in that area, so then it's treif. Vim tema liule doma bisomuch chesmi le treifes yesh vilesli the rochish barpap. So we see the tesis is really on the Rambam. You see the Rambam shite, the Rambam paskins ules memre, and he also paskins rochish barpapes memre. Rochish barpapes memre. But so that Rambam didn't explain the Gemara lafuke that Ule is really come Rochish Bapopes Treife. No, but Lafuke, in other words, Ule mentions the Treifes of Aloch Lemesh Mesinai, and Rochish Bapopes is a different Treife, it's a Treife of Netalomus. But we see Teisves is really come around, and Teisves understands the Gemara Kipshuta. So in other words, that means that Ule is really come on Rochish Bapopes. In other words, Lakuse de Chulie is not a Treife. So my new Yutres Treifes. So one is missing. One of the Shef Shmaitze is missing. V'yesh leima the nikel tzumes agidi choshev chode. Because when the Gemara mentioned here the Basgar and the Shef Shmaitze, but one treife the Gemara did not mention. That's a mishnah mifuresh as a fine bov nikel tzumes agidi. So in other words, according to Ule, who is really kan rochish ba'pope, so the lakuse the rochish ba'pope comes out and it's replaced by nikel tzumes agidi. But then the question arises, v'yesh leima, the nitl tzumes agidim choshev chode. But then the question is, but rochish bapape, he certainly holds that a diseased kidney is one of the treifes. So mele together with the tzumes agidim, nitl tzumes agidim is a mission for Hashem to find off. So then he has 19, not 18. Because in the Yutches is mentioned Nechtechu Ragleo, Hanor the Tarte the Afkes Loy Teipuk. So in other words, so Nechtecho Ragleo includes two treifes. One treife where the upper half of the hind leg was removed, and another treife that is comprised, embraced within Nechtecho Ragleo is when the Tzumas Agidin was removed. When the Tzumas Agidin was removed. All right. Veit Koshi. The man do man nikarif chitzeino zel posar achifes rifakeres. So in the Gemara, there is a machlekes. What is Bosor Achifes Rifakeres? So one mandoma says, Bosor achif es rifa keres. Now the Mishnah doesn't use the loshen, Bosor achif es rifa keres. The Mishnah uses loshen, hakeres apnimi shenikvo, oi shenikra riva chitzein. So then the Gemara discusses, what is keres apnimi and what is riva chitzein. So the Gemara says, "Hakeres apnim, the afnun on the base." Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav, "Hey, nosen bar shile rishtapche ditzipure lifne Rebbe mishum Rav nosen eizehu keres apnim is sanye divin." That's the portion of the stomach that is hated, that is disliked by wolves. V'chein Omer Rav Yishua bar Koruche sanye divin. Rav Shmuel Imar itztumche dikar, the mouth of the woman. Ravase Omer Rav Yechanan Mokim Tzar. There is a narrow place. Yesh Bikeres. Ven Yidei Aizel. Omer Rav Nachum Bayitzok Nofu Kaase Bibire. Since we don't know what it is. Omer Rav Ache Barayuv. Omer Rav Asim Ben Amei Tzal Mat. Rav Yaakov Banach. Meini Omer Shmuel Mokim Shein Bimilas. That's that portion of the stomach of the woman that does not have the hair-like substance called villi. Rav Avine Omer Gneve Mishmei Derav. Tefar beveishet zomuch likeres. Zui keres apnimis. Amre b'marove mishmid rabi yitzhe b'chanine kol ha-keres kule izi keres apnimis. V'izehu keres hachitzen bosar achifes rifa keres. So according to one mandoma, so keres hachitzen is the membrane that covers the riba keres. Rabbe, that's marove mishmid rabi yitzhe b'chanine. Rabbe baravune oma mafrati. When the butchers, when they cut open the stomach, so that's really the interior part of the stomach. So in other words, so we have in Machlekes when the Mishnah says Hakeres Achitzeino. So according to Oman, Domar Hakeres Achitzeino, Ruif Keres Achitzeino means Bosar Achiv Esriv Hakeres. According to another Mandomar, it means Mafrate. That which is exposed when it's cut open by the butcher. That's the interior part of the woman. So according to Rabbi Baravune, that keres achitzeino that is mentioned in the Mishnah is not bosar achif es rifa keres. It's not the membrane that covers the rove of the keres. So mimele, there is no kash, because according to Rabbi Baravune, keres achitzeino is the mafrate, is the interior part of the keres. So then there is no kash when the Gemara says that there is an additional treife. One of the chef shmeitzes bosar achifes riva keres. That's additional to the treifes mentioned in the Mishnah. The interior part of the keres, and this additional treife, the one of the chef shmeitze, is the posar achifes rifa keres, the membrane that covers the keres. I think it's called in English peritoneum. I think so. So there is no kash, but according to the other mandoma, who says that keres achitzeino. That keres achitzeino, that's bosor achife esrifa keres. So he just won. So we don't have the cheshbon of yitches. ואיד כושר למנדום המתקרב הרצינו לזה ופוסה אחיף וסריף הקרס חוזר לחודה לגמור המנש is an extra one over and above the treifes listed in the Mishnah but one of the treifes listed in the Mishnah is Reva Rezeno and according to that mandoma that's the identical thing with Bosar Achife I mean with Keres Achizeno Keres Achizeno so Bosar Achife is Reva Keres is the identical thing so according to mandoma who says Keres Achizeno is Mafrate then it's not difficult but according to this mandoma who says this is the identical thing mandoma ani kher vatsin ze bosa khiz ze kages khos lo khode do khos shom le tav lo khin nire di ule ule hu is khili kan de treipe of la kutze de rokh shba pop and the mandoma who rejects rav masne streife of buke de atme de shof mituchte in other words the thigh bone was that was detached completely from the socket So, loch in ihre Dule, vahidle, come on, savre ke mas nis. They agree with the Mishnah. And, but, as there is a machlekes as to the pshat in the Mishnah. Au gimore said, bishlei militani di don, di tone, tone di shayah. So that was according to our gimore, the tone of the shayah. So, the Mishnah doesn't mention an exhaustive list. Doesn't mention an exhaustive list. Mashein kein, Mashenkin, there is one mandoma who says that since the Mishnah uses the lotion Eilu Treves, so it's Mimayet. So it's Mimayet. So he says, Lochin Yeredu, Vayid, come on, so we can ask Nisim. But not like Ayo Gemore, that our Mishnah does not emphasize Dafke this. But, Uche Abyechen, the Omar Eilu Treves, Dafke. This is what Abyechen says. We all say Eilu. Limuted Rav Masne. In other words, the Eilu implies that Rav Masne's din is not a treve. Buke de Atme, the Shof Miduchte is not a treve. Avo gav the dam yelin tulo. Actually, I mean, one could argue that Rav Masne's din is already included in one of the treves of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah mentions a number of nitules. And Buke de Atme, the Shof Miduchte, if the thigh bone was completely detached, dislodged from the socket, so it's also in itula. So we could argue that it's included in the categories of the Mishnah. But still, Rabbi Yechanan says no. The Eilu Treifes implies limuted Rav Masne. Avra vidam yotul masnisn. V'kol shkin v'rochish. So Monefshech, if we say that the Eilu excludes the book of the Atme, the Shof Miduchte, which bears a closer resemblance with some of the treves of the Mishnah. Alachas kamo v'chamo, the Deilu excludes Rochish Ba'popes treife of a diseased kidney. Koshni Rochish, the Lidam Miklal Arad Maslisin. So, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we don't say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Tone Mishayah, but that he emphasizes Eilu treifes. So, lesser Yitres treifes than the Mishnah Sinai. So in other words, he is chilek and the Yitzchak Strebis. And what's the name of Named Leslie Bosar Achim and Bitard? Vim Tema, Vichihei Chet Lichoshi, Trei Pesukei Kichot, Mon Efshar, Gimor, he is saying that Rabbi Shmuel counts the Pesukei in one Chode in Kinreye Shechosro, so all the Chaseira should also be counted as one. So how do we get 18? How do we get 18 in Kinreyo Shechoscho? V'chisor in Dishetre Nachshev Namek Echad. So in other words, so Reye is Chasero, and Chisor in Dishetre is also one. Why is it counted as two? V'yesh Leim Alifi Dein Shiur on Shom. V'chisor in Dereye Bechol Shom. V'chisor in Dishetre Pluk Te Bisham Abisir. That's why you cannot be counted as one. In Amal Vishazeh Beboso, by Reye, so the Chisor in is Beboso, and by Shetre, the Chisor in is Beetze. Vim tema, nitka reva chetzeinu ubosa, hachifes reva keres, name nechshev kechad, v'yish leima, reva chetzeinu. In other words, even if we say that it's separate things, but just as we can count all the nikuves as one, so certainly, the nitka reva chetzeinu Even according to Mandoma, that Nikra Revachitzeno means, Keres Achitzeno means Mefrate, the interior part of the stomach. And Bosar Achive, as Reva Keres Nikra, Rov, Bosar Achive Reva Keres, is something else. But they are both Kruis. So they should be counted as one. Veyesh Leima, the Revachitzeno Reva Keres, Bosar Achive Reva Keres in Reva Bosar. El Reiv Mimashach Neged, Reva Keres. Vim Teima. So, in other words, the Mishnah mentions Nifsak, Psukas Agageres, that if the robe of the circumference of the windpipe was severed. But there is another trefe, the Mishnah doesn't mention. In other words, even if the windpipe was not severed in the robe of the circumference, but there is a chisong to the size of an Isa in a certain matbei. So without the windpipe being severed in the major portion, just a chisong of if there is a chisong in the windpipe in the size of an Isa, so it's also treif. So why isn't that mentioned? So he says, V'yesh leima, the time of the chisong, mishum yisefo yifosik rabikor. In other words, so the same teres that Rashi gave, why doesn't the Mishnah mention all the treves in Reyeh? There are so many treves in Reyeh because of Shinumare, because of Sirches and so on. So Rashi says, and because so Rashi says that over there it's because of because it's a sigal inoki. Gabi Sirches or Rashi Shike happens to be that it's not just a sigal inoki, but the Sirche edition is indicative of an Ekev that exists already, but according to Teisves, so it's the same thing. I mean, it's just as a Shinu Mare is a Raya that is safer in Okev, so Sirche also is a Raya safer in Okev. So Teisves gives a similar teretz, Ligabe Chison Agageres. In other words, textually, the trefe is, the essential trefe in a windpipe is Psukes Agageres. But if there is a certain deficiency, a chisore in the windpipe, the size of an isar, so then it's able and okay. So that makes it also interpreted. But mainly it doesn't have to be mentioned separately, just as all the silches do not have to be mentioned separately. All right. Now, Omar Afriye Bab, Omar Afriye Barove, Barab, Chesre Dimo, Omar Afriye Barab, Chesre Ibesiyesh Benikuvo. Im teimates, because there is a ninth nikuvo. If the gallbladder is punctured, so Rabbi Yisrael Chanine kotonalo. Moro Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude kotonalo. Titanie nikva da keivo nikva da kintreif Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude im rav nikva moro. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef omer Rabbi Yechon halochi ki Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude that nikva moro is treifo. So the Chachomim Wachid, we pass like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude. That Nikva Amor is Reife. But the Rabbanon, Wachidik and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude. And they held, that it's not a Reife. But after all, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, you see, from this Gemara, there seems to be a raya to the Shitas Rambam that there are two types of treifes. There is one type of treife that is grounded halacha l'mishum sinai. So it's a treife because halacha l'mishum sinai declared them as treife. And there is another type of treife that is based upon netilos. That's the Shitas Rambam. So then we understand very well the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, "My." In other words, so Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude tried to prove his point. He said that there is a posik in Yev. I mean the Rabbono tried to show Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude that it's not so. From the posik in the end. The Tiyuv says, he complained how much he suffers. So he says that he has a gallbladder condition and he suffers so much from it. And still he lived for more than 12 months. So Bishleime, according to the Rambam, the way the Dogma of Vovo and the Nitziv explains it as a Rambam, that there are two types of treifes. So that means that Mikva Amoro is not even included in the Aloch Lameshim Sinai treifes. But that is because that is based upon the Natal Amos. Why? Because Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yude took notice of the fact that if it's Nikvo Hamoro, so then it's Natal Amos. So then the Rabbonon said to him, but you see, it's not Natal Amos. True, you see so many people whose gallbladder is punctured, so they die from it. But you see that he have lived, even though his gallbladder was more than punctured. It mamish kept on disintegrating the gallbladder. It spilled out the gallbladder. And still he was able to live. But so Omalohem, so he said, Now, what does it mean? Yifalach kal yeisa v'leyachmeil, but nitlo hakloyes. Nitlo hakloyes is ksheo. The answer is, but yifalach kal yeisa is more than nitlo hakloyes. Nitlo hakloyes is ksheo. But a deteriorated kidney, that's rochish bapope. So that is treife. And still, and he have had not only gallbladder condition, he had a kidney condition too. Elo nisishane. So that's all right according to Rambam. But according to Rishim, that there are no two types of treifes. And all the treifes, let's say Rashi, all the treifes are grounded in Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. That's Rashi Shite. All the treifes are grounded in Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. So what does the Gemara say? Maya Adrulei, Chavre Li Rabbi Yisi B'Rabbi Yudei, Yishbach Lohoretz Mororosi Vadayin Yivkai. Obviously, the Chachomim held that Nikva Amoro was not included in the Treves Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. The Chachomim held. So, why do the Gemara say, Maya Adle Chavir Rabbi Yisi, as if they had to explain something. They didn't have to explain anything. They just held that there is no Aloch, that was not included in Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. That was not included in Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. So why does the Gemara say my Adla Chavel Rabbi Yisrael? So we have to say that true, that according to Rashi, so the treifes are based upon Aloch L'Meshim Sinai, not upon the Inachayo. And the Inachayo is only a simen. But since we passed the treifo Inachayo, that was the reason Machlekes. There is a machlekes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei as to whether Nikva Amor is included in the treifes of the Aloch L'Meshim Sinai or not. And we know everybody agrees that there are eight categories of treifes in the Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. And one of the categories is Nikum. Now, so there is no machlekes as to the general principle that there are eight categories of treifes in the Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. The question is as to a certain specific. In other words, what nikuves? So according to the Chachomim, so the nikuves or reye is included in the category of nikuva of treifes of Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. And